Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 401 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from David, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor. First up, Lynda.com. A lot of you may have heard of this site before, but do you understand, seriously, the power of the site? There are experts who come on and share you their knowledge, years of knowledge for you, so you can learn and train and do certain things faster, whether it's anything related to business, technology, any creative skills that you need to know, whether you are an entrepreneur or even if you're working a 9-to-5 and you want to increase your resume and impress your boss, this is a great site to go to learn a ton of different things. Head on over to lynda.com/askpat and you can check it out for 10 days for free. You can get a 10-day free trial by going to Lynda, LYNDA.com/askpat and get access to over 3,000 on-demand video courses and see if there's something there for you. So go ahead and check that out. Okay, here's today's question from David.
Hi, Pat. It's David here from bartenderhq.com in the UK, which is a bartending website for new bartenders wanting to improve their skills. There's also a podcast with it, and I've got a mailing list set up using AWeber that you recommended. My question is, with the short autoresponder sequence that I've got at the moment, if I was to add more autoresponder messages, will they go out to the people that are already subscribed, or will it purely go to new subscribers who get to that point in the list? I don't want to obviously not know what's going to happen beforehand, and I do want to really increase the length of my autoresponder sequence, especially now I have my first product, which I launched a few weeks ago, on how to memorize cocktails easily. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on this, Pat, and thank you for all the great work that you do for everyone. Cheers.
Hey, David, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Today, I am so happy to hear kind of the progression that you have here. So you came out with a product and you're coming out with, you know, you're increasing your autoresponder series and some, I have a couple of resources I want to share with you and for everybody else out there listening that would be really helpful alongside this topic. And that is Smart Passive Income episode 143 and Smart Passive Income episode 159. If you want to really quickly get to any of episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast, just go to smartpassiveincome.com/episode and then the number. So smartpassiveincome.com/session143 or session 159. The short answer to your question is yes. Anybody, especially on AWeber, and this is because I use AWeber and I know it very well, if you have, let's say for example, you have 5 emails in your autoresponder series, if you add a 6th one at the end there, everybody who was at the last one will get that email as if it was just a broadcast. If you send that email after the amount of days that you say to send between the previous email and that new one. So for example, if you have 5 emails and people have been sitting on that last email for, you know, 2 weeks, if you say that the next email that comes out, email number 6 that you're writing right now, comes out 7 days after the previous one, well, they'll get that new one because it's after the 7 days. If you say it's going to be a month later, then they'll be within that month and they won't get it until that month comes by. Now, what happens is as people go through your emails, they get tagged in Aweber with a number based on the last email that they read. And then based on whatever, how many days they have left until the next one comes out, that's when they get it. So yes, those people at the end of your series, if you come out with another one that comes out, for example, the day after the previous, and they've been on for a while, they're going to get that one that very day that it comes out. So that's exactly what happens. Now, there's some things you can do, and I would recommend in the future, especially now that you have a product, to start thinking about how you can segment your list. And you can do this in Aweber as well. You could figure out, okay, who buys the product, and those people go and get switched out and put onto a different list. So I don't know exactly what kind of cart you're working with, but some carts and other advanced tools allow you to have it so that when somebody subscribes to when somebody purchases a product of yours, it kind of talks to Aweber through an API and it tells Aweber to switch that person from this list to this list. You can also do it kind of manually using Aweber. If, for example, there's ways to set rules in Aweber. For example, you can say, when people get on this list, A or B, excuse me, let me start over. When people get on list B, you can remove them from list A. So maybe you have everybody on list A right now. These are your prospects. And then you have set it up so that your cart sends an email to people who buy a product and they have to click in a link to be able to subscribe to that secondary list of customers that you have. Well, you can tell Aweber to say, well, when they sign up and get a product, and when they get onto that new list for people who are already customers, you can have them automatically removed from the other one. And the reason you would want to do that is because you don't want to have emails being sent to people who have already had the product, talking about buying the product, right? You don't want to send a, hey, you can buy this product, when they already have it. So that's the whole reason for doing that. So that would be kind of the next level. But you know, even before you get to that, just work on extending your autoresponder series. And that's where these episodes 143 and 159 kind of play a role, because they each talk about how the person, the guest who came on talked about how he doubled the length of his email list and also had tripled his sales as a result of doing that, because people need more, you know, time to think about buying and more calls to actions. And you might want to start thinking about what's going to be in those emails as well. So some of those emails might target a specific demographic that you have. Maybe it's male bartenders. And then maybe another email, maybe it's a female who read that first one and they weren't interested. But then the next one is about a female bartender. And maybe it's just a story about them. And it doesn't necessarily say, hey, if you're female, read this. It just, everybody reads it. But because the main character or the person who had purchased your product and leaving that testimonial or some story about a bartender, because it's a female, the other females who are in your audience who read that, maybe they'll respond better. So you can target different demographics based off of different stories you tell, case studies, testimonials, give valuable tips as well. You might hit a person right where they need to in order to say yes to buying your product. And if you have a very short autoresponder, you're limiting the chances to do that. And if they haven't bought yet, you can continue to send them emails. Again, just try to be respectful and think about, you know, make sure you're not sending 20 emails a day, obviously. That's on one extreme. But you also don't want to wait a month between asking as well. You have the right to, if you have a product, especially if you know it's valuable, you have a right to ask that person, hey, is this something that you would be interested in? If you weren't interested in it before, well, maybe this will convince you. And then you can go from there. So I'm really excited to hear how this pans out for you, David. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your support. Thank you so much for asking this particular question. Because you asked, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt free of charge. My assistant's going to email you within a couple weeks to get and collect your information so we could send that to you. I also want to thank everybody else out there who has left questions, because your questions make this show possible. Thank you. And if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here in the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. I also want to thank a secondary sponsor on this episode, and that is Sidekick. Sidekick, if you haven't heard of it, it's this really cool tool by HubSpot. HubSpot's a big name in the sales branding world. If you get Sidekick, if you go to getsidekick.com/pat, you can check this out. It actually connects with your email, and it shows you some really cool things related to the people who you are emailing. It can give you insight on those contacts that you are sending emails to or getting emails from. It seamlessly integrates, and then you can also receive, this is the best thing, you could receive live notifications when someone opens and clicks on your emails. So if you're sending somebody a really important email and you want to make sure that they open it, you can click a little button before you send an email and you'll get notified when they open it. So maybe they open it and they don't respond in a couple of weeks. Well, you know they opened it. Well, there's a lot of cool things that can happen to help you succeed with this tool. So go to getsidekick.com/pat to get your first month of Sidekick for free. Check it out. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And as always, we'd like to end with a quote here on Ask Pat. And this quote today is from our good friend Chris Ducker at chrisducker.com and also youpreneur.com. He says, "Your vibe attracts your tribe." It absolutely does. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thank you. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.